Pebble Who Has No Toes by Edward Lear. A pebble who has no toes had once as many as we. When they said someday you may lose them all, he replied, fish-diddle-dee-dee. His aunt's job mister made him a drink, lavender water tinct with pink, for she said the world in general knows there's nothing so good for a pebble's toes. The pebble who has no toes swam across the Bristol Channel, but before he set out, wrapped his nose with a piece of scarlet flannel. For his aunt, Sir John Bisker, said, no harm can come if he toes if his nose is swam. It's perfectly none that the pebble's toes added if he minds his nose. The pebble swam fast and well, and when boats and shift came near him, he tinkly blinkled, he wrinkled a bell, so all the world could hear him. And the sailors, the admirals, were cried when they saw him near. The further said, he has gone to fish for her, as his job biscuits, runcible cat with a skin among whiskers. But before he touched the shore, over the Bristol Channel, a sea green porpoise carried away his wrapper of scarlet flannel, and when he came closer, his feet were only garnished with his toes on it. His face came off all of his thinking that all his toes were gone, and nobody ever knew, from the dark day to the present, who so took the pebble's toes. The man was so far from the pleasant weather, the swims in coarse grey. Oh, crafty mermaid stole them away. Nobody knows how the pebble was robbed of his twice five toes. The pebble who has no toes was placed in a friendly bark. They rowed him back and carried him up to his aunt Jabiska's park. She made him a feast and earned his fish. Oh, eggs, buttercups, and fried good fish. And she said, in the fact that the whole world knows, the pebble are happier without their toes.